Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
Well, we're traveling back to somewhere it's been a very long time since we've been. And this time it's not for scares and frights. It's for alpacas and yoga. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley.
I'm just saying, you don't... Sometimes I ask you, toss me a softball. And you give me, okay, we're doing a show about alpacas and painting and yoga. I have no idea what we're getting ourselves into, but I think it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast.
Have you ever seen an alpaca?
Yes, I have seen an alpaca.
Have you? I think they're often confused with llamas. Are they not?
They are, but they're not the same thing.
They're not. They're a horse. I was going to say a horse of a different breed altogether.
They're not horses either. So, I wonder if the folks over at Superior Therapy LLC
would take issue with that?
Would do physical therapy on an alpaca.
Well, I'm sure if they're a paying customer. They'll do therapy on me, and I'm a lost cause. Well, alpaca your bags, kids. We're headed to Newcastle next. So out of the blue, I find out today that the 12-year-old Jarrett's got basketball practice Saturday. Basketball practice. Sports are going on even without a 6-foot stick. Full contact sports are happening right now. Despite everything.
Right. And people are going to need their caps and their booster group t-shirts.
Yes.
I think that's a huge thing.
Well, I told you I bought some sausage. I've already bought the blue and gold sausage. I don't even know what I bought it for, but I'm guessing it's probably a jersey. Maybe two.
Right. But if you need your screen printed items.
Or embroidered.
Embroidered.
They do that too.
You have a problem with the word embroidered.
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 I had to oakify it.
The guys over at Master Threads can, in fact, embroider whatever you want. So if you want your logo or you've got a cool design for your booster club, give the guys over at Master Threads a call for a free quote. It's 405-673-3787.
Or if you're on the World Wide Web listening to us and taking a break, you can head over to masterthreads.us. Little known fact, there is a place in Newcastle, Oklahoma that has alpacas and yoga. That's right. We're talking magnolias and prayers. And joining us today is Terry Bates. Terry, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
How exactly do you get to the point where you're doing yoga with alpacas?
We actually started with just two alpacas back in 2013 as an idea to have a pet hobby for a retirement, because my husband and I are both in our 60s now. Then we partnered up with another ranch here locally. We are Magnolia Blossom Ranch, and they are Answered Prayers Alpaca Ranch, and the two together is where we came up with Magnolias and Prayers Everything Alpaca. Once we started partnering up, we started taking products to venues such as craft shows and vendor shows and things like that. And then they started asking us to bring our alpacas too. So we started taking our alpacas. We usually just take 2 to 4 alpacas on lead, walk them around the event, and entertain the crowd. We started thinking way outside the box. The first idea that we had was to have a wine tasting in the pasture here at the ranch.
Do alpacas historically drink wine?
Do they have good taste? And are they more Merlot or Riesling? Do tell.
Well, I would initially say they don't drink wine. However, at this last one that we had one that tasted the wine, and she came back for more. But we did not let her drink of it. That's the last thing we need is drunk alpacas.
Okay, so Terry, let's back up just a little bit. You know, we're in Oklahoma. It's ranch country. It's cows. It's horses. But alpaca has to be. You're a part of a kind of a unique community, so it's not unique to you. But I think to Oklahoma, we don't think about an alpaca ranch. You started with two alpacas, but what made you grow? What was the inspiration there?
Well, when you actually come in the presence of an alpaca, you'll understand. they grow on you really, really quick. We started out with two, which increased to 22. And now we have 26 of our own, but we, on the ranch, between the two ranches, we have 43 alpacas and four llamas.
Wow.
So did you accidentally buy llamas? I mean, is that like a mix up where you, if you're buying like baby chickens, you can't tell the difference between a rooster and a hen?
No, we actually acquired the llamas. We rescued the llamas from a dire situation, and llamas are known for their guarding ability. They like to guard the herd. They're very protective. Since alpacas are related to llamas, they're all with the camelid family. Since they're related, it was a perfect fit.
So are alpacas and llamas basically, you know, again, we're going back to, this is beef country. Are they predominantly farmed for their fleece?
Alpacas are, yes, because their fleece is very luxurious. It's softer than cashmere. It's warmer than wool, and it's naturally hypoallergenic. It also wicks moisture away from your body when you wear it. So when you wear it in the form of socks, your feet don't sweat. Llamas, we like I said, we brought in the llamas to guard the alpacas. We since have fell in love with the llamas too, but the llamas are mainly raised for their guarding abilities and their and as a pack animal.
Wow, I had no idea. I mean, I had absolutely no idea. I feel silly. I didn't know that. I really didn't. And only
even though you can still use their fiber to make garments and rugs and anything you want to make out of it, the alpaca is a lot more luxurious.
So I've seen multiple, at least I feel like I've seen different kinds of alpacas. Are there different breeds of alpacas?
There are two breeds of alpacas. There's the Wakaya, and that's spelled with an H, not a W. It's a Peruvian name. And there is the Suri, which is spelled S-U-R-I. The Wakaya, their hair grows out in a fluffy cotton candy poof. The Suri, their hair grows out in long locks and eventually turn into dreads that hang down. And if we let it go long enough, it can grow all the way to the ground. Wow. But it gets too hot here in Oklahoma, so we don't do that.
As far as operations go, you know, you've got over 40 alpacas and you've got all kinds of things going on. What are some of the most popular, in light of everything right now, what are some of the most popular activities that you have going on at the moment?
Anything with wine. Oklahomans love their wine. So we usually invite a winery to come in, a local Oklahoma, made in Oklahoma winery that comes in and provides the wine tastings and they also sell by the bottle and by the glass. So they take care of that part of it. We take care of the alpaca interactive part of it. So they will come in to our pasture. All they do at a wine tasting is taste wine, sip wine, and love on the alpacas. And I got to tell you, the adults are worse than the kids when it comes to being giggly and funny.
Well, after a few glasses of, you know, a Pinot Noir, I'm sure we all get a little bit lovable. So you do...
Well, they're that way before they even start drinking, so...
But you say there's wine tasting, but you also do painting parties, wine and palate parties out there as well.
Yes, Wine and Palate out of Oklahoma City is one of our premier painting activity companies, if you will, in the state of Oklahoma. They have been here at least 24 times doing activities, and they usually, their painting is usually something depicting an alpaca. However, they also started doing what's called a dirty pour, and that's where they bring in a wooden alpaca cutout, and you mix up some acrylics, different colors, and you actually pour it onto the wood, and it becomes a very abstract, psychedelic design
cool.
on the wood.
So as far as other activities, do people just come out to hang out with the alpacas? I mean, do you have like tours of the facilities?
Yes, we will do tours daily by appointment. We always ask people to call ahead and make an appointment simply because we are a working ranch, and so we do have our chores that we have to do. So we want to make sure that we actually do an appointment and set aside that time specifically for our guests.
One of the things that I found when I was doing some research on alpacas, I found some information that said that alpacas, they have some sort of healing qualities. Is that something you're familiar with, or did I dig too deep on the internet?
No, you haven't dug too deep. In fact, one of the things that we have just observed on our own is the exact properties you're talking about. for instance, our partner Gail Samarski, who is our fiber artist, she's with the Answered Prayers Alpaca Ranch. She does everything with the fiber. She knits and crochets and spins and felts the fiber and everything. She was knitting some lanyards, you know, the lanyards that you hold your little ID tags on around your neck.
Yeah.
She was knitting some of that out of alpaca yarn. And she finished one. She wrapped it around her wrist while she worked on her next one. Well, she has arthritis pretty bad in her hands and her wrists. And after about 30 minutes, she noticed that the pain and stiffness was not as great as it had been. And she looked at it. So she took it off that wrist and put it on the other wrist and worked away. And then it started going down on the other wrist and was not as bad on the other wrist. So she says, I think we've got something here. So she called it my husband. And my husband is all into everything scientific. And in fact, he holds 2 patents in magnetic therapy. So he's an inventor, if you will. He researched it, probably the same as you did, and discovered that the hair in that fiber, each hair is like a straw. It's got a hollow middle. Okay. Not every hair, but a lot of them are. So in that middle, he feels like it's holding some type of polarity, you know, because all living things have a magnetic polarity to them. And he feels like it holds some type of magnetic polarity that is transferred to your body. And that is probably, that's your theory on how it is soothing the body. Nothing has been clinically tried or anything like that. This is just things that we have observed, and we have sold these. In fact, Gail started making bracelets after that happened, and we have sold well over 100 bracelets.
Wow.
With that intent that it will help people, and not a single one has been returned to us.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a grand idea. Let's see if it works. I don't know if we need to load them in a trailer, but maybe we can drive a herd of alpaca across the United States, and maybe they can dispel the coronavirus.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Can we do that, for crying out loud? Instead of vaccines, let's just do the alpaca vaccine.
I think you're onto something there.
Well, they're very, you know, I think I've seen a quote where you said that they're very serene. There's something about animal therapy of any kind. As a matter of fact, when I have a newborn who was in the hospital and they had a therapy dog that came around, yes, it was for the kids, but also the parents got to love on the dog. There's something, and being a pet owner of just a normal, everyday Chihuahua, nothing fancy, nothing Puerto Rican or wherever you said alpacas were from. Peru. You said Peru. Okay, Peru, not Puerto Rico. We're going to leave that in, by the way. There's something therapeutic, I think, about that connection to the animal. And I think that has to be a little bit as to why your herd has grown and why it's such a near and dear project to you, is because these animals bring such peace and joy to so many people.
You hit the nail on the head right there. We love bringing people in. And when I talk about how people get giggly around them, even if they haven't had wine, well, I think that's part of the effect, is just being around them and having that aura, if you will.
Yeah.
That's what kind of why we got into the alpaca yoga too. One of our attendees at one of our wine tasting is a yoga instructor. Her name is Dorothy Wright. And she does yoga all over the Oklahoma City area. She does a lot of yoga at the elderly communities and so forth. Mm-hmm. And she came up to me after that wine tasting, and she said, have you ever thought of doing alpaca yoga? And I said, no, I haven't. She said, well, you've heard of goat yoga, right? And I said, well, yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never thought about it with alpaca. She says, I think it would be wonderful because their presence is so soothing. And sure enough, you know, we got out there and people have come in and done the yoga around them, and it's just so peaceful. And that's where I get my comment about the serenity is,
right,
it's just so peaceful, and people just really love being around them. We love being around them. I hate it that I have to sit in here on the computer all day and do the marketing and bookkeeping.
So. Right. Well, it's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it. So kind of going back to the yoga thing, you know, we know of the goat yoga. We know that the goat climbs on you like a mountain goat, basically. Alpacas are a little bigger. Are we just kind of silently observing them as we do our panting dog? And what is it, the lotus position? Yeah. Is that what? I know a little bit about yoga. Yeah, I know a little bit about yoga.
Yeah, it's just observing and feeding and petting. Because people can hide. alpacas love carrots. Our alpacas do anyway. Not all alpacas, but ours do. So we give everybody a bag of carrots and we give them a bag of feed and they hide that under their yoga mat. And as they're doing their yoga, they will sneakily reach in there and grab some feed or some, or a carrot and hold it up for the alpaca. And the alpacas are just grazing all around them. So they'll come over. They love those carrots. And so they'll come over and then they get real snoopy and real, real greedy. And then they get in there and get right in your business. So it's a lot of fun. Not all alpacas are as social as ours, but we've had a lot of activities here to help socialize them. And so they're really good with people.
Well, Terry, you said you're in charge of marketing over there. I'm going to throw this out there, a trial balloon, but if you can teach an alpaca to get into the lotus position, I think that would do wonders for the marketing.
If I knew what that position was, I know nothing about yoga, but that's why we bring Dorothy in.
Right. So yeah. You said that alpacas can be kind of socially distant. Speaking of social distance and COVIDs and all, have there been any COVID precautions? What is the new standard operating procedure with you all with having the yoga and things like that? Are you having people, you know, spread out or what's going on there?
When COVID became the big thing back in the beginning of March, we canceled all of our events through March and April and even canceled all of our events for May, but we still were doing just individual small group tours starting May 1st, not overlapping the groups, making sure that they didn't get in contact with any other groups when they came. Ask them to follow local protocol, the face mask, the distancing, and so forth. Of course, when you're outside, the distancing is not as mandatory as it is inside. So we did not do, we canceled well over 30 events that time frame. Beginning June 1st, we started on a slow, gradual increase of events. We still follow whatever the local protocol is, being that all of our events are in the pasture. The majority of our events are in the pasture. It's real easy to spread out in the pasture. Even when we have vendors come in, we're able to separate them far enough where people can still maintain their 6-foot distancing. You know, we can't force people to do, wear the mask and so forth, but we can surely, make the recommendations and let them know that we are following whatever the local protocol is at the time.
Sounds perfect. So, Terry, as far as if somebody wants to schedule a time to come out or if they want to know when your next event is, that type of thing, what is the best way for people to find out information about what you've got going on over there at Magnolias and Prayers?
Okay, we have a website, magnoliablossomranch.com. The very front page on that website has a button that says upcoming events, and they can click on that button and they can see all the events that are coming up and be able to click on each event and register and purchase tickets if tickets are required. So they can find out there. Also, we have a very active Facebook page with links to the ticketing and the registration. We post pictures and things like that of the events that we go to, such as the night market at Scissortail Park in Oklahoma City. We've been going to that monthly. In fact, we'll be there next Friday night on the 25th. We'll be there with our alpacas. We just walk them around the park. And I can tell you right now, we make 2 steps and we have to stop. And we make another 2 steps and we have to stop because people are just so in love with them. They just really love them. So it takes us all night long to get from one end of the park to the other.
Do alpacas just eat grass?
Yeah, they mostly just graze. We bring in also hay because they eat more grass than what we can grow here. So we bring in hay. And we also have a feed mix that we mix together that we give them. And they usually just get maybe about a cup a day of that.
The reason I ask what they eat is because you take them out to the parks there. I feel like maybe the park should be paying you for the maintenance that you're doing for their lawns.
Well, it's funny you mention that because they're very eco-friendly in the fact that they will pull the grass, but they pull it by the blades. They don't pull up the root system.
Wow.
So they're great at mowing and they do great weed eating and trimming around the fence line. They can stick their heads, their necks through the fence around here by about a foot and a half And so we don't have to do any weed eating around the fence line. It's wonderful.
How much do you charge for like a small suburban lot? Because my mower's down.
He's got a bad mower and a bad back.
We'll negotiate that.
And one last thing, I think, I love the name Scissortail Park, but it doesn't have the ring Alpaca Park. Come on. Alpaca Park?
Oh, yeah. I would also like to mention that a week from this Saturday, the 26th of September, is National Alpaca Farm Day.
Had no idea.
And the National Association, which is called Alpaca Owners Association, is doing a marketing and promotion for this all across the country. And any alpaca farm who wishes to participate in some type of way can do so. Well, we here at I know he's in prayers, every year we hold an event, and it's a big event. It's our biggest event. The most we've ever had in attendance was 2,500 people,
wow,
and that was May of last year. But we hold a very big event. We don't expect that kind of a turnout this year because of COVID. But we bring in vendors. We bring in food trucks. We have alpaca petting tents set up. We even have an obstacle course set up. A lot of our alpacas are trained to go over obstacles, and so you, the public, can lead the alpacas over obstacles.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be alpaca full of fun stuff. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm a father of two. I'm father of two. I'm allowed to do as many dad jokes as I can in an hour.
Yeah, and we'll also have a pumpkin patch here that day. We have a gentleman from Minko who's bringing in 500 pumpkins. We'll have the kids' activity area. So it's just a really fun day. We usually bring in inflatables, but with COVID, we aren't doing that this year. So.
Oh, boo-hoo. I guess we'll just jump around on flat ground. And smash. Yeah. We'll just smash pumpkins. We'll just come out and smash some pumpkins. Terry, thank you again. We can't say enough, and I think I'm speaking for both of us and everybody that's going to listen to this. We can't say enough about the operation you all are running out there. It's a stand-up operation, and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
I think we did a really good job with not overloading the interview with alpaca
one-liner
puns. Alpaca puns.
Yeah, I mean, because you can kind of go into situations like them and kind of almost poke fun at it.
Well, not even that. Just the play on the, you know, the alpaca bag.
Alpaca'd for that event. Yeah.
You know, alpacacino, say hello to my little friends.
Yeah.
But I will say that I feel like I showed an ungodly amount of restraint in not making like a alpaca man comment.
Well,
you know, like if I wear a bodysuit made out of alpaca fleece, mm-hmm. that I'll be alpaca man.
Oh my God. You did it. You did it anyway.
No, I didn't do it in the interview though.
But you bragged. I don't know if you bragged about it, but you kind of felt like you had a missed opportunity. Would you care to do your missed opportunity joke?
No, because it's not. It was supposed to be
a well-placed segue.
Yeah, and you were supposed to not know about it, and therefore,
right.
So yeah. Anyway, let's get on with the.
But in reality, what could have easily been one of the? I mean, we've been consistently lucky with interesting things, not only things to do, but the interesting story and the interesting origin. Alpacas, we're crying out loud. It's an exotic animal that I think is probably, unless you're in the know, there's a lot of people that love otters, okay? A lot of people that love dog. There's cat people, dog people. Alpaca people? Had no idea. And there's a huge community of those. So I just think it's cool.
My daughter Madeline, like, squealed when I told her that we were going to be talking about alpacas.
Really?
She loves alpacas. And horses.
Okay, so what is the character from Fortnite?
I think it's an alpaca.
I think it is too.
So anyway, I think we need to probably talk a little bit about Newcastle.
I mean, there's more to it than alpaca. What? It's not the most interesting thing, but it's hard to beat alpacas in Newcastle.
Right.
Well, but long before they were the alpaca capital, I mean, because that's a pretty big distinction right now. there's a lot of history there as well.
There is. The city of Newcastle started as a settlement along the Ozark Trail, which I had no idea, which is now U.S. Highway 62.
Okay, so here's the extent of my Ozark Trail knowledge. True story.
Dysentery?
No, that's Oregon Trail. The only Ozark Trail I knew about was the cheap version of the Yeti Cup. I have a few of the Ozark Trail, which, by the way, they work just as well.
I don't think they're the cheap version at all. I'll take the more economical version,
right,
of the double-lined aluminum cups anytime.
Right, but here's another interesting fact about Newcastle. We're a long ways from the Red River, but it was actually named after Newcastle, Texas. No clue about that. How did that happen?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is Miami, Oklahoma named after Miami, Florida? Wait, Miami, no, it can't be. They don't even sound the same.
So the city was incorporated as South Newcastle in 1962, but received its current name in 1965. But the thing that that really kind of blows my mind about Newcastle.
What?
It was in the 60s. They literally formed their township in the 60s because Oklahoma City was trying to annex everything out that side of the river.
Okay. But here's the thing. This is the most glaringly non-obvious fact about Newcastle, in my opinion. Okay, you've done the travel from OKC to Newcastle, to Chickasha, many a time over many a moon over the last two decades.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, in order to get to Oklahoma City, when you think about where Newcastle is, you can literally stand on an overpass and see Oklahoma City. You had to drive through Norman. Norman. Now, a story about that. My mom, one time, I had car trouble. I lived in Norman. She drove I think she drove the original way back to Oklahoma City, but you had to drive through Norman. You couldn't take the Ozark Trail. A lot of stuff to do in Newcastle, for sure. There's a lot of history there.
And it's centrally located, yeah. And if you're going to be in the area, they've got a lot of events happening over there at Magnolias and Prayers, so.
Absolutely.
I think it sounds like fun, and I think we're going to be partaking in an event this coming weekend.
But I'll tell you what, if you're not into alpacas, but you're into Al podcasts. Sorry. That was bad. That was bad. And we're leaving it in because it was just that. I've been trying. How many ways? There's more than one way to skin an alpaca, but we're not skinning them. I'm trying to shave time off here. So if you're looking for something to do that's not alpaca related, but it's Oklahoma related,
I'm
we're
fine
still
with
your
that.
Mom's favorite podcast and your grandma.
And subscribe to the show. Now, I think there may be some confusion on this. I heard somebody actually say the words, subscribing costs money, like Netflix, right?
No. Well, there's a lot of people that are jumping ship from Netflix or looking for things.
Right, but we've said, you know, subscribe to our show a million times, and I had no idea that there was anybody out there that thought that it costs money to subscribe. It does not cost money. It's just a button on your phone. Alpacas all over the world.
They're out.
Alpaca the world.
Alpaca the world.
That one didn't work.
It did not work. But this has been the Only an OK Show. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley. And we're out of here. Peace.
Tell you a story. Mainly, what is the difference between a llama and alpaca? Don't tell me right now. Everything I record is an EVP.
You got a legitimate snort out of me on that one.
Well, I divorced two blood-sucking parasites, so I don't know what their problem is. Just saying. Sorry.
The reason I...
Go ahead. I love that you gave us a children's discount, knowing that we're mature adults that aren't grown children with 16 Emmy nominations, 12,000 downloads in 24 hours. The Only an OK Show is on the air. And welcome to the show. We are headed to Newcastle, Oklahoma. I think that's probably going to be the first time that we've actually done that. No, nope. We have not. We've been there before.
The Newcastle Fright Fest. And
oh, yeah. We did that, didn't we? Let's try it again. Three, two, one. I have no idea what I'm doing.